Peace and love, everyone. Welcome back to the Universal Love Movement. I'm your host, Dr. Carl S. Moore, along with Dr. Angela Campbell, and this special series on leading through unconditional love. And we don't know where you're tracking, but this is our final episode of our seven-part series here. And Angela, I love you dearly, my sister, friend, fellow
Yeah.
luminary, all
Fellow
them
luminary.
vibrations. How you doing today?
Amazing. Life
This
is
is a journey. No, go ahead. Keep
life is
going.
great.
Life is great. Yes, it is. It's amazing to be here at this last episode of the podcast. This is the last thing before the other thing that we are co-creating. The book comes out, which, if those of you who are listening, whenever you're listening, you probably can grab it right now, depending. If you're in 2024, if you're there, if you're after January 2024, you can grab, after February 2024, you can grab the book for sure. But any digital kind of means are, but we are so excited, Angela, because we know that this podcast has been a way of us talking about the book, but also really being able to dig deep into some of what we've already written to recalibrate. So just want to thank you for being with me as a co-creator on this journey today. Before I set our intention, anything you want to say by way of opening?
Centering affirmation.
No, just anything that you want to say in the beginning of the show, period, about the journey this to this point, before we get into our usual routine of me doing a intention.
Oh, got it.
What say you right now? We're at the
Well,
very last show.
I appreciate you giving space for me to just kind of add how thankful I am to you for having the vision and the courage to say, let's do this and let's do it now. And let's
Now, okay.
apologetically build an unconditional love paradigm to help leaders and budding leaders, aspiring leaders. And this work came straight from source through us into this world. And I'm thankful to be a witness to how God is using us. And I'm immensely thankful. So set our intention today.
I'm also in supreme, just never unwavering gratitude as well, Angela. All right, so our intention for today, because I do know we have our time frame for this last show, and that is, again, as we do each show, let's set ourselves in the seat of our sole purpose, and whatever your respective professional spaces, and no, actually any space inside of work or outside of work, we know we lead in many different areas. Whether you're in higher ed, corporate, nonprofit, for profit, whatever, or if you're leading as a brother, sister, friend, them, him, her, they, we, type of a person, wherever you are in relation to others, right? In your most humanizing way that you are able to interact with yourself and experience self and connect with self in the most humanizing way that you're able to do that for others. As we really honor the leaders today that are, and you're one of them, if you, especially if you've listened to this entire series, that are on the cutting edge, and we mean cutting edge. We talk about innovation, where this is innovation in leadership, cutting edge of consciousness and leadership that amplifies like power, authentic love and power in the world. And we want to thank the ancestors that have come before us, all those that walk with us now, and those that will walk in the future. In such a way that they want creation and life to evolve on this planet and in the universe, because that's what we're doing this work for. I will pass it to you, Angela, for the affirmation for today.
All right. So I have another Maya Angelou quote. I love her and
It's
I appreciate
okay. I love Maya Angela.
her. She said, "Today is a beautiful day. I've never seen this one before."
Oh, goodness. Can you say that one again, please?
Today,
Please.
Today is a beautiful day. I've never seen this one before. That particular quote really struck me as a key to personal growth, is to allow ourselves to see ourselves anew and be renewed in every moment. It invites curiosity, a renewed focus of seeing what is possible and good in the world. And it starts with ourselves. The internal world becomes the reflection of our outer world. And the unconditional love and leadership paradigm and the 3H model really invites us to shift our focus on ourselves, to align our head, our heart, head, and hands, so that what is produced in the world is a better reflection of love. And so we're going to have a beautiful time together in the next few minutes.
Wow, that's it right there, though. That's actually the episode, Angela. It's beautiful because for me, self-awareness is, and self-reflection has always been as something that has been very. I've been very in an innate sense very gravitated towards it and. Having experience as a leader, you know, working in mostly in higher ed for like, you know, two decades plus, and then in other spaces as well. Knowing that the constant variable in every situation is me, and even at home, being the second youngest of six kids, having experienced all that I've experienced in life, to this point, whether it be from team sports or working from a paper route to Wendy's to, you know, as a provost, you know, these are, it's always been the me thing and the personal journey and transformation. And what I'll say along the way is this kind of self-awareness that has grown, that is like, and this is what we're inviting you all into as I share this, is this learning frame, this enhanced self-awareness for lifelong learning, for this deep emotional intelligence, deep, we call it emotional, but it like self-intelligence, right? And an ability to be with the what is while having those, you know, those goals or those frames or and it's if there's so much here. So I really would invite everyone to think about when you're thinking, when you read this chapter, the book is going to really give you a scaffold, like, okay, what does that look like? Because I know that for my journey, and then I'll turn it over to you, Angela, in terms of, you know, I guess we can just share a little bit about this kind of personal growth and reflection, what we're committed to. It starts at home for me with my friends, family, and whether that is being intentional about like whether it's be like mastermind groups or people to make sure that I'm talking to regularly or people to make sure that I'm able to love myself enough to leave this space where it's more space in between, to being more present, all the things that we've talked about, this personal journey has all those 10,000 hours of repetitions outside in regular life, because then with work and at home, there's no difference. There may be certain ways that I can communicate in time, spaces, and things, but I think that's the biggest thing for this personal journey towards leadership is that from everything one learns to apply it in the most, sometimes this is the most difficult. I don't want to put that intention that, that framing out there, but sometimes it's the most varied and least controlled and full of more contrast space, which is at home. And it really has supercharged my muscles, and we want you all to have your muscles supercharged. So for a pass over you, Angela, I'll say that I really would want to, what you're going to learn in this chapter is that if you have that self-regulation through understanding your capacities and have those mechanisms for that, whether it's a partner, a colleague, counselor, therapist, coach, which we talk about, and seeking feedback as a lens of information, but not as validation. It could be affirmation, which we talk about. The lifelong learning, if you are, I know what I know, but there's so much more that I don't know. That is the spirit. The practice of listening to self, like Angela talked about before, even with the heart, or we both mentioned the heart, and being able to seek mentorship and guidance from people who are calibrating in that type of direction towards these ends that we're on, unconditional love, et cetera, and be a mentor or a thought partner because of the, so all of these on one's personal journey and having that network, as I mentioned, having like there's resilience that comes through. And you know, when you have these boundaries, I don't like the word boundaries as much as I like to say, like, these are these, you have charges and directions and frames. And we talk about the boundaries piece in the book and how people have used that. And having this, like, what are your values and your purpose that really continue to help calibrate you and serve as those direction points while you're in that now moment? And I can't help but to know that I'm a human, or I'm a, you know, a light beam having a human experience, right? But taking care of the shell and celebrating, staying humble while celebrating, and committing to more reflection. It's like this big ball. So that is the journey that you're going to hear a little bit about in this chapter from us, as we say, what does that personal journey look like? It looks like all those things. And Angela, I'd like to know from you. Well, not know, because I'm, you know, we've talked about much of this, but we'd like them to hear from you about the journey that continues to sustain this leading through unconditional love and empowers these folks as they work in their respective spaces.
Oh, I love that. I mean, it's so important to know yourself, to spend time with yourself, to meditate, to still your thoughts, to create some space between all that mental noise and conditioning and history and your own personal history, and see yourself in a very present observer mode, like develop a place within yourself that can reflect, not a lot, not thinking about the reflection, but to just reflect, to see yourself in that mirror and accept what you see, to observe yourself and to not judge any of it. And in the present moment, decide who you will be. Not will, who you are, and how you will show up in the world now. So, in this now moment, I get to choose. If I create enough space and I'm present enough and I'm out of my head and I'm still in my heart, I can direct the rest. That observer part of me, that non-egoic, eternal part of me, will help me to choose how to show up and to know what is best for me and for others because we're connected. And that unconditional love really is about creating space for ourselves as primary, right? Our primary purpose is to become conscious and awaken to that space within us, that still sacred space within us. That's where the growth comes from that space, right? That space, like if you plant a seed into the fertile soil, there's an intelligence in the soil and in the seed and in the sun and in the water that synergistically brings life about. That's how growth happens. So spending time with ourselves is really the key. Paying attention to the space and to the stillness are other keys, you know, because the growth happens from within. And so, you know, whatever we're going to produce externally, we have to already have imagined it internally. So that interplay between the inner and the outer world, the inner and the outer purpose, the inner and the outer vision, is really key. Hope that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes all the it feels good and it makes all the sense. It's like calibrating on all the layers and levels. And that's it's so exciting to be at this point to really sit in that. We hope that you, if you're listening to this, that you can go back and listen to through. And the book is a you know, a guide, kind of like you can turn to whatever moment and really think about what we're inviting folks to think about, whether it be like, okay, what does love got to do with it, right? Like, why to some of the principles, because we do know that this is going to take time for folks, and we are assuring that just like transformational leadership, authentic, you know, situational. There's different frames that this leadership approach and style would be something that you can authentically, through your growth, sit in and say, yeah, that's my approach. I lead through unconditional love. And it's going to be a thing that people use because you are committed to that humanizing of self and others. And I have a quote that I will, you know, kind of close with in terms of my comments for today that I'm kind of like drafting in my mind while I was writing it when we were thinking about this, and it'll be finished in a finished form in the book, but you all can hear a little bit of it right now. And it starts with because of the story of the Phoenix, y'all hear about the story, and you can Google that or what have you, but it talks about like a person or not a person, this entity that, you know, literally combusted in flames and then came out better and anew. And that's just for the sake of time. And I think about that in terms of my life and my journey, most exemplified by the story of the Phoenix, in terms of not only rising from the ashes of the fire of the contrast of what I've experienced, but with beautiful wings to take flight. And as much as we are able to be in that transformation and the presence of it is as much as we're going to be able to take flight higher in the presence of soaring. And so the quote is something like, be ye, you know, I have to sound like, you know, very poetic, be ye a phoenix that rises from the ashes of your own personal reflection. And that's what we are inviting and hoping that you all do. I was going to say something with the quote, like of the mirror of the sun shining down. You know, it's the metaphor would have gotten pretty crazy, but I want to turn it over to you, Angela, to close us out here, our final episode for this amazing podcast series on leading through unconditional love. I'm so excited about this book. I can't get enough of it.
I'm so enjoying it as well. It's really illuminated my purpose, and I'm just trusting the universe to guide the next steps on this beautiful journey. I'm so excited about it. I have great enthusiasm around this work, around being a beam of light. I like light beamers. So One of the things that I want to also leave very practically, when we think about this personal growth, it's essential that we forgive ourselves in every moment and that we forgive others in every moment. Part of this presence power as it relates to personal growth is to shed ourselves of fear, guilt, shame, our past, who wronged us. Keep the eternal things with us. Keep love is eternal, right? Light is eternal. Joy is eternal. Keep those things. But forgive the rest. Forgive the rest and focus on the growth, the lessons, the learnings, because that is what's going to sustain the growth for us personally. And how we can show up as the best version of ourselves. So I encourage everyone to be excited and curious about each day and about each moment. Because today is a beautiful day. I've never seen this one before.
Such a
Light and
beautiful
love to
quote.
light and love and peace.
Hey, I'm gonna say it again. Hey, folks, today is a beautiful day. What a just a shift in consciousness that can have, right? And that's what we need. So, Angela,
Yes.
today's a beautiful day, and so will tomorrow be. And everyone, today's a beautiful day.
Today's a
We go ahead. So you can say it again. Go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear
today's
it
a
one more
beautiful
time.
day.
Today's a
I've
beautiful
never
day.
seen this one before.
Hey, I've never seen this day. I have never seen this quote or this day before. So, oh goodness. So, love and light, everyone. You've been tuned into another episode of the Universal Love Movement podcast series on Leading Through Unconditional Love with Dr. Angela Campbell, Carl S. Moore. We're excited. Sending love and light to you all. See you. Hey, go get that book. Love and
Grab
light.
that
Go
coffee.
ahead. Go ahead, Angela. Grab the
Grab
copy.
that coffee. Leading through unconditional love.
All right. Take care.
Take care.